Okay, Tiffany Hamill Johnson joins us now. Tiffany, welcome to the show. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. You are the president and CEO of Chicago United. It's a Wintrust partner. I know a little bit about you and that organization, but first tell us about Chicago United. What is that all about?
Well, I thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Chicago United is a 52-year-old corporate membership organization that advances inclusive diversity inclusion in corporate America. And Wintrust is a wonderful partner, and we work with close to 100 members around diversity, inclusion, and equity with programming in different areas. Our Corporate Inclusion Institute, our Five Forward Initiative program, we have a Business Leaders of Color, and an Inside Inclusion Diversity Profile that really support membership in driving equity.
Have those goals been more difficult, or how have they changed post-COVID-19?
Well, with COVID-19 and with what's happening with the civil unrest over the last couple of months, the goals haven't changed. We are really just reasserting and reaffirming where we are as an organization. It's the work that we've been doing for 52 years. So we've had a lot, as you could imagine, of companies contact us to help them create a framework, a blueprint around how they can work with their staff in having conversations around equity, diversity, inclusion, how they can support programming in these areas. And so because we've been doing this, as I said, for 52 years, I think that we are obviously able to support that. But we really want to make sure, too, that we are meeting the needs of the different companies, because it is a continuum, right? They are coming in along, you know, at varying places.
Yeah.
And so our challenge will be, how can we help move that forward during this climate?
When you work with companies, are you talking about just sensitivity training, or are you talking about equity in promotions and salary, you know, bigger picture issues?
Right. So all of the above. There's three areas that we focus on. So there's the they're working with top leaders of color who are equipped to perform in executive level management and on corporate boards. So you hear a lot about that, right, with the statements of the companies that are saying, okay, we need to promote, you know, more diversity, yeah, you know, within our top ranks. We work with our Corporate Inclusion Institute. We work with those new junior leaders who are just coming into the organizations, right, and are trying to navigate how to work in a big organization. They are probably usually their first ones that have graduated in their families that are, you know, people of color. So this Inclusion Institute was created last year in January. It's really helping develop them and takes them through, the corporate experience and helps them develop cultural fluency. And we also work with mid to senior level managers to advance their inclusive leadership practices. And then that third area, which we have heard a lot about, are minority businesses. We work with connecting to them, to our member companies that are bigger, to create partnerships around procurement. As you know, minority businesses, you know, they are leading in not only job creation, but usually those companies are in underserved communities, right? So it's helping to strengthen those local economies. So we advance inclusion through those three areas. Our member companies are large, mid, and small-sized businesses. And we, our members are also civic and nonprofit institutions.
Does it start at the top? Do you have to get the corporate leaders? I can just see the temptation, or maybe the mistake, of papering over the problem, saying, okay, we had sensitivity training, but you know what? People still aren't being promoted, and yet they thought they've already addressed it.
Right. So it's so interesting. I mean, I've been on the job for 2 months, right? So if you can imagine coming in and leading an organization at this time, companies are at different places, John, honestly.
Yeah.
So the ones that are committed and have been committed to our organization, they get it. And then there are some that are coming in that are saying, you know what, we are not doing we know we need to do better. We don't know how we should do it.
Yeah.
So how can you help us create a platform? So yes, there is that. We thought we were going far enough. We haven't. And this is that time, right, that's raw. You know, everything's kind of been stripped away. Companies and the CEOs, the people of color are really saying, look, how do we bridge this, right? They want just more than just statements, right? They want to have actual movement. They want it to be action. And so that is where we are helping our members and new members coming in. How can we help you be more accountable, right, and hitting these targets? And that is, you know, where we will be going.
That that sounds like what needs to happen. You need to have an action plan. You need to have goals. You need to have targets. And I know that you do workshops. I know that you've got public speakers. I know that some of that is still ongoing. The website is chicago-united.org to connect with you guys. Chicago-united.org. Tiffany Hamill Johnson is the president and CEO. Out of time today, but this won't be the last time
Thank
we hear
you.
From you on this show. Tiffany, thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Stay
Have
well.
A good day.
You too.